What's going on, everybody? This is your man, Darren Devine, and this is the Hustler Entertainment Report for June 3rd. We'd like to welcome everybody to the broadcast, and we're going to talk about a couple of stories that I felt was noteworthy that happened in the last couple of weeks or two. So let's go ahead and set it off. First topic, we're talking about the group New Edition. R&B iconic group has broken up again. Again? Yes, again. You know, they went through their, it's no secret that New Edition has went through their transitions. Like, you know, there was New Edition and then, some of the members broke off and made BBD and they was doing tours. That's cause, you know, they was going through stuff like that. So now they went through another type of breakup because normally they do a tour every year. The tours that were set for 2017 was held off because there was some tensions brewing, and it turns out that Ralph Tresvant and Johnny Gill are no longer with the group. So the remaining members went ahead and started off their own thing and even went through a name change. So now the group is now referred to as RBRM, meaning Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. And they are set to start a new tour in September of 2018. Okay. Now, hopefully, you know, as a fan of New Edition, and I think other fans can kind of relate to this, hopefully the brothers can work it out to where, you know, Johnny and Ralph come on back into the group. Cause let's keep it 100. They're the voices of the group, you know, like, Bobby and, you know, Ricky, they aight, but we know the real voices of the group are Ralph and Johnny. So hopefully they can get things worked out to whereas they can all travel again as New Edition. And I'm pretty sure all of the fans out there really want to see it like that. All right. Cool. Now, early in the year, Netflix worked a deal out with Barack and Michelle Obama. It was worth about $100 million to produce a couple of shows. Okay. It'll be sitcoms and it'll be mostly movies. Now, the chief content officer, Ted Serratos of Netflix, felt it was necessary to give a statement stating that the shows that they're going to be producing will not have any political bias because, you know, Barack and Michelle Obama is always the subject of Shade 45, the current president we have in office. You know, he's always blaming Barack. Oh, something's happened. Oh, it was Barack's fault. And this and that, and the third. Now, you know, being that they're producing the shows, a lot of people were just wondering if they'll be producing content to kind of get back at the current administration. And one of the spokespeople of Netflix was reassuring everybody that, no, the type of shows that they're going to put out is going to be basically for all general members of the public. It's not going to be a sling fest of them going back and forth at the current administration and anything like that. So, you know, that was just something. Hopefully we're looking forward to see what type of shows that Michelle and Barack Obama will be producing. You know what I'm saying? That'll be cool for them to get that credit and putting out some shows that's basically noteworthy. All right. Now, in other news, Snoop Dogg, your man Snoop Dogg has made the Guinness World Book of Records. For smoking a lot of blunts in one session? No, not quite. Basically, he was at this festival called the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival, where he made the Guinness Book of Records for making the largest glass of gin and juice. Okay, large glass of gin and juice. The glass was about 5 feet. And they used about 180 bottles of Hendrick's gin, along with some juice donated by Whole Foods. And they mixed it up and made this paradise cocktail that they were awarded by the Guinness World Book of Records. And Snoop Dogg was helped out by fellow band member Warren G and Top Shelf winner Michael Vitaleo. Okay, so shouts out to Snoop Dogg. You know, he's doing a lot of stuff, man. Like, you know, he's been making, you know, classic rap albums. He put out a reggae album a couple of years back, and now recently he put out a gospel album. I have to listen to that gospel album just to see what kind of vibe it's on. So shouts out to Snoop Dogg. And later on my next podcast, we're going to talk about the three rap albums that came out. You know, you had some rap albums by Pusha T from the Clips, Black Thought of the Roots, and your man Kanye S, or Wacky Kanye. You know, normally I would be kind of biased towards Kanye because of all the crazy media shit he was on in the past month or two, but it's no coincidence that all of that circus that he created, and here it is, and exactly a month later, he got a new album. And it's projected to go gold and all that kind of thing. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to rate these albums. I'm going to give my personal rating of these albums. And, you know, it'll be worth it to see if it's worth you actually downloading it, going to store and buy it, or just listen to it on YouTube. All right? So that's the Hustlers Entertainment Report for June the 2nd. Make sure you follow your man on all the social media handles. D Divine for your mind. D-D-I-V-I-N-E, the number 4, Y-A-M-I-N-D, on Instagram, on Twitter, and at Facebook. All right? And Darren Divine, also on YouTube. All right? This is your man, Darren Divine, saying peace. I'm out. Holla back.